Hey there, cats, kittens. Welcome to this podcast. Now, Mike, welcome to this podcast. Doesn't sound very podcasty. I know. Is this MMA and stuff? It is. It's under the rubric of MMA and stuff. I don't know if I use the word rubric correctly. But it's actually the second time I've recorded this type of podcast this week. See, I'm walking and talking. I'm doing with the dog here, Senior Puggleface here. And basically what happened is I decided that for the month of May and probably into June as well, and maybe forever, but definitely now that it's nice out and it's warm out, I'm going to take the dog for a walk every other day for 1 mile. And my original plan was to run a mile, and then I was like, I don't really want to do that. Like, I was like, I'm going to run. But I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I can walk the dog. Then I can do this. Now, three times a week, Mike, what are you going to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because I don't know if this podcast has been three times a week. Maybe just twice a week. Once a week. No times a week. I don't know. But I'm going to solve the world's problems. I've decided I'm going to try to take a topic, I think, and discuss that topic for 1 mile of walking. It's about 25 minutes or so. 27 minutes on the last show that I didn't air. And I didn't air because it really wasn't very good. I didn't care for it. I was like, eh, this is crap. But this is, these are going to be probably political in nature. I don't know what they're going to be. But I'm going to solve the problems of the world. Or if they can't be solved, let you know why they can't be solved. I got to come up with topics, by the way. That's like a problem for me to solve. What should the topics be? Should they be, is it appropriate to have sex with high school girls? The answer is no, it's not. Guess who's walking his dog right now, huh? And guess who lives two blocks from a high school? Mike, that's getting kind of creepy and weird. It's even creepier when you realize I'm just wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and I don't even have underwear on. And these shorts are too big for me. Because I got them last year at the peak of my fatness. And I'm like fucking 50 pounds lighter than then. I'm not kidding about that number. Yeah. Depression is a motherfucker. So then, what are we going to talk about on this, the initial episode of Mike Fixes the World? I think that's what I'm going to call it. I feel like I've heard somebody with like, isn't there like an Adam something the world? I'm going to have to check that annoying guy. I'm just like, he's not funny. And he's not really that smart. He does that kind of smarmy. I'm going to tell you the real truth. It's like, which is all horseshit. It's always horseshit when somebody wants to give you like, this is what they're not really. It's like, no, for the most part, people know what it is. Like, the whole world is not wrong about everything, you asshole. So what do we start with? Well, I thought, we can do abortion. We do gay marriage. But for some reason, my brain is telling me Israel-Palestine conflict. What? I know. Huh. There's two doggies up there. I don't trust that. I don't like the looks of that. We're going to go across the street, buddy. We're going across the street to avoid dogs. I wouldn't personally shy away from a confrontation, but he's a gentle soul. So the Jews and the Muzzies, the Mohammedans, as I like to call them. It's my favorite term, by the way. I love calling them Mohammedans. They used to be called that, like I think the Brits would call them Mohammedans. I know. I like how all these dogs are barking. My dog's just sniffing the grass. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm a dumb puggle. By the way, keep in mind, everybody, if you hear anything, you're like, I don't agree with that. Or, Mike, that's really rude. You're being small-minded or simplistic or whatever. Keep in mind, I'm doing this while walking a dog and not picking up his shit in people's yards. And I carry the bags with me, too. I just don't want to carry dog shit because it's dog shit. That girl looks significantly younger than me, and she's with her child. So, that's weird. Are you shitting now? Oh, he is shitting now. Is he? I don't know. It looks like he might be sniffing. I can't tell. I really can't tell, but he's on the other side of the street, and we're not usually on the side of the street. So, Mike, can you keep a train of thought? No! Israel, Palestine, how do we fix this problem? Who is to blame for the problem? How does a problem start? Well, many years ago, a guy named Moses got really high. And he wrote all this shit down. And you probably know some of that. If you don't know it, eh, whatever. So basically, the modern conflict between Israel and Palestine has its origins in the 1940s, post-World War II, when the whole world is kind of like, you know, we did those Jews, we did them dirty. And everybody's like, yeah, we really, like, really dropped the ball. The whole world's like, fuck, man. Like, the Germans were like, yeah, we may have had something to do with that. And the rest of the world's kind of like, yeah, you know, we feel a little guilty because we didn't stop it early enough. And also, if Hitler hadn't invaded other countries, we totally would have let him do it. Like, they 100% would have just been like, oh, it's really evil and awful, but I'm not getting involved in a foreign war. It's a different time. And for all of you, people are like, oh, I don't know. It's like, well, you know, today we call those people neocons if they want to stop things like the Holocaust. Like, the neocons are the ones trying to stop the Holocaust. I think part of the problem is we just are slowly realizing that there's a Holocaust everywhere. Like, that's the rule. Like, the world is ruled by Holocaust. And non-Holocaust is the exception to the rule, not the rule. But yeah, so everybody's kind of feeling guilty. We're like, well, what are we going to do to the Jews? Like, and in a weird way, it was like Europe's solution to all that was, yeah, we're just going to get rid of them all. Like, all Hitler had to do was ship them out instead of put them in a coal-burning oven. It wasn't coal-burning at all, Mike. It was Jew-burning. Yeah, right, it was. Come on, Doug. So after that, United Nations and all of them got together and was like, yep, this is yours. Jews, you guys get this part. This is Israel. This is all yours. Now, hard to believe that that the land they had with, you know, Jerusalem and Bethlehem and all these cities that you, that honestly, every time I hear about Jerusalem, my first response, like my first thought, especially like Bethlehem and Jerusalem, I'm always like, that's a real place. I always think those are just, I don't want to say made up, but like, I'm like, I read them on the Bible. Like, that's kind of like, you know, it's got a little true. It's not totally true. And everyone's like, oh, that's the real place. I'm like, holy shit, like, that's where they were, huh? Like, that's kind of impressive. It's hard to believe, if you will, but there were people living there. Yes. It was called Jordan. By the way, some of this is going to be wrong because I didn't do any prep for this. This is legitimately just Mike off the top of his head for what he's read over the years. But I believe it was Jordan. Jordan and Syria and all that are in that area. So what people call Palestine, Palestine was not a country. It did not exist. We can go say that they're Palestinians. That's not a thing. It just isn't. If anything, I mean, Palestine has been referenced at times over the years. I'm not saying there never was a Palestine. But in the 1948, one of those. Probably not before that, though. At that time, there was no Palestine. It was Jordan. Which Jordan you would know as one of the few places in the Middle East where you might be able to go and not die. I'm sure there's other places in the Middle East that aren't totally devastating. I ain't gonna fucking chance it. I wouldn't go to that fucking shithole part of the world if you paid me to. I would do it if you paid me to, actually. That's about it. So yeah, they were Jordanians. In case you're also wondering, there is still a country called Jordan, yeah. All those people right now that are angry at the Jews, they live in Jordan. Like the Gaza Strip, whatever the fuck that is, that's Jordan. Or it was Jordan, or whatever. So basically, and a lot of this actually goes back to the British kind of drawing territorial boundaries in the sand or whatever. And people are, I think some of that's overblown, just which I say with absolutely nothing to support it, besides the kind of people that are always talking about the evil colonizers are always exaggerating, making shit up. They're also the same people that never admit the 100 plus million dead due to communism. It's weird how that one always just gets overlooked. Jeez Louise, May Day was a commie day. It just happened, and I posted on the site, but I went through and like just kind of look at some of the numbers of dead from communist socialist countries. Oh boy. It really, like some of this, like, you know, 3 million people in 3 years. It's like, what the fuck? Like, jeez. So anyway, where was I? The Jews. I'm talking about the Jews. This is like the podcast that I will use one day when I run for president. And I'll be like, see, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm defending the Jews here. And people will be like, that's because you hate the Mohammedans. I'll be like, that's right. Mohammedans. One of those two. Either way, great fucking term. Way better than Muslim or Islam. Islam in there, oh, Islam means peace in Arabic. Shut the fuck up. That doesn't mean your religion is peace. You can't, I hate when people give me this, it's a religion of peace. It even means peace, man. That means it has to be peaceful. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You can't just call something something and then it counts. This is the same people like, even though I have a penis, I'm a woman. It's like, words have meanings, you fucks. I say that even though I believe in a democratic version of language. Anyways, so the Jews get their spot and they kick all these Palestinians out, right? It's called the, I'm going to call it Kafka, Nabaka, I think it's what, I think that's what the Muzzies call it. Mohammedans, I believe, call it Nabaka. When they were ripped out of their homeland or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so obviously they're still a little pissed about that. Then in the 1967, I want to say it was, 66, what's known as the Seven-Day War, which was when a bunch of Muslim countries were like, fuck this, man. We're angry at these Jews. Let's get our land back. Which, hey, you know what? Like, when people are like, wars are unjust. Well, fuck you. Like, a war just happened, right? Like, that's how you have a country. You have it because you can keep it. If America loses our country to Mexico, it's because we just didn't keep it. Why do the Jews get to be there? Because they're keeping it. Like, when it comes to this shit, might makes right. So they started a war and it lasted 7 days. Right? Egypt was involved, and I believe Syria and Jordan. And these were like, again, they're Mohammedans. They weren't exactly rational actors. They weren't quite the crazies that you have today that seem to permeate every sector of Islamic life in the Middle East. Still, bad dudes. So they started this war with Israel. They're going to take their land back. They're going to get their revenge or whatever. Like, fuck you, Jews. If you want to know how the war ended, well, it lasted 7 days and Israel's still there. Yeah? Like, oopsies. Basically, these fucking sand people. By the way, I'm not actually using that as a shorthand. Like, he really wants to say sand nigger. Like, no. If I wanted to say it, I would say it. But sand people lived on this shithole sand. Started this war with the Jews, who also lived on sand. Just the Jews had been in Europe for a while, so they had, like, books and guns, I guess, or something. The Jews beat the shit out of them. It was a massacre. It was a slaughter, as we use the terms colloquially. But, the Jews just whipped the shit out of them. Again, 7 days, it was over. And in the process of this war, Israel took some more land. The West Bank and Gaza and places like that, and ever since then, the boundaries have been more or less kind of in that area. Like the Muslims fight over parts of the West Bank and Gaza, and the Jews are like, that's ours, and the Muslims are like, that's ours. Like, again, I can be acknowledgingly, I don't know if sympathetic is the right word. Honestly, I don't care. Like, I'm like watching my words, like, I better be careful what I say here. This could bite me in the ass one day when I run for president. People will skip over all the other shit I've ever said and done and been. They'll focus on this one podcast. They'll be like, when you walked your dog and you looked at that weird gnome and you said that the Jews. But yeah, the Muslims got kicked out by Whitey. Because Whitey was like, yeah, we feel bad that we tried to kill all of you. This is where you guys were from originally. Have at it. The Jews got their homeland. First time they'd had that in a long, long time. Ugh, don't sniff a dead bird. There's always these conspiracy theories. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, but I guess some people on the left believe. Could remember, also keep in mind, in the world of politics, liberal leftists in the world all over hate the Jews. Or they hate Israel. But we're not anti-Semitic. We just hate those people. Whatever. It's the oppression Olympics. I didn't invent the term. And I think it's kind of overused. Nonetheless, I did use it. So yeah, Whitey kicked the Muslims out, and the Jews got the land, and then the Muslims were like, fuck you, Jews, we want our land back, and then they started a fight, and then the Jews kicked their ass and took their lunch money, and now the Muslims are like, what the fuck? That's not fair. These are people who mostly just whine. Like, it's really, it's just all the Mohammedans. It's funny every fucking time. They're just whiners. They won't have the balls to do anything. All they do is sit there and go, oh, we want to pick. And Israel's like, no. They're like, oh, you're being mean. And then they like beg the world, hey, world, can you please do something? And the world, being the world, would normally say like, fuck yeah, we don't like the Jews either. Haven't seen our whole history and track record. But luckily for the Jews, America's kind of like, we like the Jews. They're on our side. But and a larger point, you can always tell who's the side, the good side in a conflict like this. Because one side has people trying to get into the country. Like, if your country is a place that people try to get into, you're the winner. You're the good guy. If your country is a place where people are trying to leave, you're not a good country. I don't mean morally good. You're just a piece of shit. Like, don't badmouth America when everybody's trying to get here. Like, you don't see millions of Americans flooding to Honduras, or Venezuela. Vamos, Venezuela. So anyways, also, all you have to do is, like, people are like, oh, it's been, like, the past 10 years of a conflict or some shit between the sides. Like, the Mohammedans, Palestinians as they're known, who are really Jordanians. But we pretend like, I don't know, some weird apartheid thing happened with the Jews or suddenly the oppressors. It's always, not that it's true, and I'm sure that there are weird things that Jewish people do, that the Jews do. But usually, it's a pretty safe bet, historically, that the people that are against the Jews end up looking bad. Now, maybe it's because the Jews rewrite all the history books. Could be. Or it could just be that people are always picking on the Jews, and it never ends up well. Like, there's never been a time, I think, you can look back and be like, yeah, it's a good thing that they stemmed the tide of the spread of Judaism in Europe that time. Like, you can say that about a lot of other groups. It'd be like, kind of like a, well, you know, the Native Americans. Yeah, we took some of their land, but you know what? They were all fighting with each other also. And it's kind of actually racist to only pretend like they're all a monolithic group. Like, we always have the Irish and the Italians and the French and the Germans and the English and the Dutch. And we acknowledge, and rightfully so, that they're all distinct groups who've historically hated each other, fought wars, then all kinds of shit. But when it comes to, like, the Native Americans, we're just like, nah, all the Indians are the same. But anyway, but, like, the Jews are just always getting shit on. Like, the most historically fucked up over people, by far. However much, you know, white men like me now are getting the boot heel put to us, the Jews always get it worse. Just every generation seems to find some of the reason the Jews are behind it all. And maybe they are. They're probably not. So I get where the Palestinians are, the Mohammedans, the Jordanians, like, whatever, are coming from. But basically, their argument, it fails to me for a number of reasons. Oh, I was going to say, another way you can tell who the good guys are, in the past, like, 10 years of a conflict at the Gaza-West Bank border place there, there's been something like 40-some-odd Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces. They have their skirmishes, whatever. If you're Muslim, you think, hey, these Jews are just, you know, they're bad dudes. If you're Jewish, like, hey, these Muslim guys are bad dudes. All I can really say is, if the Jews wanted to kill the Muslims, they could just do it. Like, if they've only killed 40, you can easily say only. Like, you don't have to say anything more than that. Like, they clearly are showing restraint. No one can pretend for a second that if the roles were reversed, it would be the same. It wouldn't. But part of that is also, again, historically, we've seen what happens when the Jews don't have the upper hand with the weaponry. Yeah. I mean, for fuck's sake, we just put them in gas chambers. Like they're criminals. Like they were Mohammedans. What? Mike, come on. I'm sorry. But nonetheless, my main reason was, I don't know how there's going to be peace in that region outside of a desperately needed reformation and enlightenment taking place within the Mohammedan faith. I'm not going to stop saying that, even though I think it's kind of dumb now. Right, they just have to accept what's happened. People don't do that. takes a while before people accept the truth in life. Especially something like religion. I mean, these people have been fighting forever. Oh, hi. Oh, is that a doggy? You don't care at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, the real way to do it is, it won't happen because there's all the religion stuff. And this isn't knocking religion. Like, look, that stuff's important. And the truth is, as a Christian, as a Catholic, there are holy sites in that area that I don't really give a fuck at all about holy sites. I'm not going to visit them. But I would trust the Jews to run, say, Bethlehem than I would the Muslims. I think the Jews have a lot better track record of letting people like me go visit. They're not going to destroy it. Like, the Muslims just destroyed shit. Christians have done it, too. You know who hasn't destroyed religious artifacts and stuff throughout history? The Jews. Not really. Not in a mass scale or anything. I know, Sam. There's a doggy over there, too. Everybody, you're a popular dog. Now, acknowledging that nobody can leave, I mean, the easiest thing to do would just be to tell all the Jews, all right, we're giving you a new homeland. And I've always proposed Idaho. And my theory being is that Idaho, one, there's nobody there. And I always think it actually is kind of the physical shape. It always just reminds me of Israel. It's kind of got like that narrow part. I don't know why. It just looks like Israel. It's not a lot there. Not a lot in Israel either. You don't have to be like, oh, well, you know, they don't have any natural resources. Again, they're all living in a fucking desert. Like, they're all fighting over desert land. It's all like, they don't even have oil. As far as I'm aware, there's not like a big Jewish stockpile of oil or anything. Like, they exist purely, Israel thrives solely on human capital. It's a hell of an arrangement. So yeah, the easiest thing would be just to get the Jews out of there. Because even if they have a, you know, if that's their home and they took it, the truth is there's about 15 million Jews, I think, in the world. There used to be more, then something happened. But, you know, there's like literally, what, 100 times as many Muslims. There's like a billion and a half Muslims out there. 15 million Jews, I think that's 100 times as many. Like, if you're surrounded on all sides by people that don't, it's not just like they're antagonistic to you. Like, they genuinely want to wipe you out of existence. And we know this because they keep saying it. And it's all of them. All of them. Like, Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinian Authority right now, who's considered somewhat moderate or whatever, it was just out on TV recently denying the Holocaust and then denying the numbers of dead in the Holocaust and also saying basically it had nothing to do with being Jews. The Jews just, basically the Jews deserved it. Hell of a statement there. And that's a moderate dude. So yeah, that'd be the easiest thing to do. Get the Jews out, give them their own new homeland. It wouldn't work because, you know, religious shit. And it's weird. It's just, it is. It's frustrating and it's stupid because, well, religion's always frustrating and stupid if it's not your religion. But it's also that there's no real good argument you can make. Especially because Judaism, just like Islam, has holy sites. Physical locations that are considered holy. Christians don't have that. Not to the same degree, not in the same way. Like, yes, Christians have places that are, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, that's where Jesus was. And maybe you go there and be like, oh, I feel really fucking holy right now. But, like, the Vatican could be anywhere. It just happens to, well, I could say it happens to be in the Vatican. But it happens to be in Italy. But, you know, if they drove the Pope out and he had to relocate to Frankfurt or something like that, yeah, he might want to go back and just be like, hey, that's my fucking place. But you could be like, dude, look, how about if you just don't go back and return, nobody tries to kill you? Probably like, eh, all right. The Jews won't do it. That's what they think is their spot or whatever. And such is life. Still think the easiest thing is just get rid of them. Hey, it's not fair or whatever. Whatever. Other than that, I think the most humane thing to do might be to tell the Jews no more restraints. Israel, you are free to do anything you want. You can use nukes if you want, and we will back you 100%. Because I think that a finality you know, this piecemeal shit, it isn't working. That's, I mean, I guess diplomacy is working with North Korea. What if Trump does solve that shit, you know? I would just, you know, it's yours to do with as you wish, and we'll back you. And part of it's just a practical, because there's really no argument for anyone to have the land. The Palestinian claim to the land is essentially, we were there first. We were there, they kicked us out, we get to go back. Except for Jews predate Muslims and Christians, and the Jews were there before them too. The Jews were walking around, there were 3,000 years or whatever before Jesus showed up, and like, they were always in Israel in that area. That was their home. Everybody knew it was their home. And they got driven out by, you know, all kinds of people. And so, what, did they just wait too long? If that's a standard, whatever, shut up, thing. I don't care, thing. Stop talking to me. Okay. You know, if that's a claim, then that just means that the Jews just have to wait long enough and then it's theirs. Because that's what it is. You know, look at this way. If you believe that whitey should have to leave America because of the indigenous people that were here first, well, the Jews are the indigenous people of Israel. My favorite fucking thing I've ever come up with for saying. I love it. I think it's really smart and clever. And then, you know, so basically on that front, they have the right to it. And besides that, they have the right to it because they have it. Possession is 9/10 of the law? No, motherfuckers. It's 100% of the international law. That's it. It really is. Like, there's nothing else to it. All countries exist because you keep it and it's yours. Why does America have our borders? Because we're kicking the Mexicans out. It's a question of sovereignty. And countries fight over this shit, and it seems really dumb and petty, but, I mean, shit, the Catalonians are still fighting with the Spanish, and the Pays Basque region is still up for dispute between the French and the Spanish. The French and the Germans have the Eastern France, Western Germany. There's still disputes over that fucking area, because nobody can hold it or whatever. Basically, it's like, hey, if the Muslims want it, go for it. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. All you're doing is whining. So how did I solve this crisis? I basically said, eh, no solving it. It's just going to stay the way it is. It's not going to change. My suspicion is that, and it's horrible, my guess, if you really want to figure out the way this all really ends, is that one of those nutjob countries gets the nuke. They're going to get a bunch of them, and they will flatten Israel. They will just bomb the fuck out of it, and they will try to kill millions of Jews. And that will be the end of it. That's the closest I could figure out to finality. Most just numbers-wise, again, 1.5 billion Muslims, a couple million Jews. Dude, that's what it means with survival of the fittest. It's about who breeds more, who has the most babies. Whoever has the most babies wins. That's usually how the world goes. That's how conquest really happens. You'll breed the people. Come on, Doug. So yeah, if you are looking for answers on the first edition of Mike Solves Everything, or whatever the fuck I'm going to call this, well, it turns out there are none. But if there ever are any, I will discuss it here at thehalfguarded.com. But until that time comes, au revoir, mes amis. That's a quick ending. I'm home. I want to get rid of this dog. Be back in a couple days.